Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I, allegedly. And Christmas is canceled this year. Not at my house. Anyways, a lot to discuss today. Please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. And today we have a sponsor, Private Internet Access. And first things first, guys, Neiman Marcus. Neiman Marcus is a high-end retailer that is known for something every year that they do that gets them a lot of attention from people like me, because have you seen the Neiman Marcus catalog? It's crazy. Now, what this Christmas catalog is that it is got all these extravagant gifts, things that you can buy at Neiman Marcus, and then their holiday gifts that are one-of-a-kind gifts. And, you know, last year, $975,000 Cadillac Electric that you could buy. You could be the first to buy it. You could get yourself from here to Norwalk and not have to worry about recharging. There's that. Then there was his and her mummy cases. Yes, okay? Need one of those. But this is always cool because it has the, you know, the kids' toys, like the little race car that's 40 grand, and toys like that, you know. So this year, no, going to call it the holiday catalog. And when they were asked at a press conference, you know, hey, why did you do this? Well, we want to be inclusive. We want to include everybody. That's insane, guys, because Christmas still is Christmas, celebrating Christ and everything, the real meaning of this. And I'll never forget when I first started this channel and I wrote Xmas back to somebody, and I had people that literally wrote, took the time to say, you just crossed out Christ out of Christmas. And again, it's, you know, you can be religious all you want, but to sit there and deny Christmas as a whole is insane, guys. You wonder why corporate America has so many problems? This is it. When I was a kid in high school, and we used to have Christmas break, which was two glorious weeks long where we didn't have to see these teachers. And in high school, they wanted to change it to winter break. And I'm like, why? Why do you want to do that? Well, because there's Jewish people down here that go to school here, and you want them, you know, to be included in this and not to feel left out. Let's call it Hanukkah break. I don't care. I don't have to see you, Mr. Dudley, for 2 weeks. That sounds like heaven on a stick. Call it whatever you want, you know. But you don't want to call it Christmas break. It's kind of ridiculous. So they are not going to celebrate Christmas. What, are they going to come to school during Christmas? Oh, Dan, now you're getting ridiculous. Am I? The point is that this is ridiculous right now. I'm going to go through a few of these with you because they're just wonderful. Santa's Enchanted Forest in Miami, canceled this year. Well, Miami's got no money. Miami has all the money in the world to have a Christmas parade. But they're getting rid of that this year in 2024. So again, it's inclusive. It's inclusive not to celebrate. The idea of a child, you know, my girlfriend has a brand new granddaughter who doesn't understand Christmas yet and has a grandson. They're too young. But my friends that have 3-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 6 years old, and the big deal of Christmas and make-believe and Santa and all that, to this day, guys, my kids, what do you want from Santa? Because you get one big gift? Yeah, I don't believe in that stuff. Well, then you don't get a gift, okay? Trust me. They let Santa know every year what they want. But Miami's not going to have it's Enchanted Forest that they haven't had. The Neiman Marcus catalog's been around 98 years. And again, the cool stuff in this, you know, as a kid that grew up reading the Sears Roebuck catalog front to back when it would come out when it was 3 inches thick, the Neiman Marcus catalog was stuff that nobody can afford. And it was craziness. And it was luxury vacations, luxury trips, cologne that was $1,500. I mean, things like that. But no, we're going to cancel this. Now, here's the thing. Christmas. People, you know, for the last 2 years, the number of people saying that they're not celebrating Christmas has gone up. And we'll talk about this, I'm sure, later between now and Christmas. But what this is financially, I'm not stepping up for Christmas. This is the worst year yet since I started this channel. So you're going to see people do less and less. When my late girlfriend passed away 2 years ago on Christmas Eve, we didn't have a traditional Christmas that year. It was just, you know, her death and everything else that we had to deal with during that time. So we had what we called Christmas in May, and we celebrated with you guys. I think, what did I give away? 14 grand worth of stuff during that time? A ton of gift cards and silver and gold, all that stuff. Anyways, the point is it's all about being together, family, and the celebration that you're into. You know what I mean? If you're into Hanukkah, that's your thing. But man, oh man, am I sick and tired of them doing this to all of us right now. You know, HR Magazine, okay? Yes, I read that. Are you at home tonight? Yeah, you're not going out with somebody else? No, I'm at home reading HR Magazine, okay? That's my life, guys. And okay, so remember. But anyways, HR Magazine, how about this? 1 in 10. 10% of the people out there don't want a Christmas party. Most people, 63%, hate you. Don't want their coworkers. Jerry from, you know, accounting, he's got bad breath. He's rude, tells terrible jokes. They want a bonus, okay? Again, 67% said they would prefer a Christmas bonus over having a party. So you know how it is. I mean, people like to put together parties. HR puts together a party, whoever does that, and they'd rather have you take that money, divide it up, and give it to them. Now, almost 50% said that they would take a gift card instead of the party. How much is the gift card? 110 pounds, which would be basically 100 bucks American money, okay? But this is where we're at right now, okay? We need tradition. We need to have a good time. We need to celebrate this. And then spiritually, you know, your religious beliefs, but you know, we need that more together, more than ever right now. Now, the city of Utica, they had an announcement that they were canceling their Christmas party this year. These dogs are meeting each other, so I'm going to back up a little bit. That they were going to cancel their Christmas party. And then on social media, they said, we never said this. So they just did this. So if you hear this stuff, feel free to ask people, has this really been canceled? You know, Miami, they did that. They canceled that big street fair and got rid of all those people. But again, people in Utica, they're like, no, we don't want to cancel this. That was a fake post, and it's terrible. But again, remember this when it comes to a gift for someone. It's the thoughtfulness. The people, I mean, you guys, when Lisa passed, the hundreds of letters that I got, the gifts, the thoughtful, warm wishes, everything was so heartwarming and meant so much to me and my kids. It was amazing. The thing about this, though, right now is that as you get to times like this, you want to get somebody a nice gift. It's not a lot of money. It's thoughtful. It's, wow, he really likes baseball. I had a guy send me baseball cards, Angel baseball cards from the 70s and 80s. I'm like, how cool is that? This guy really thought, well, Dan would like this. Dan would like this. That is the greatest gift that you could send somebody. Not, you know, that you spend a lot of money on anything, but you sit down and think about what they would like. You know, if somebody likes to go to the movies, get them a gift to go to the movies. But the point is, it doesn't have to be expensive. I get so much stuff sent to me on a regular basis. I have a friend of mine who told me about a relative of his who just bought a $220,000 car. And I know this guy, and this guy cannot afford this, and this guy financed this thing to the hilt. Do you care that this guy drives an Audi? Do you care that this guy pulls up in a car that he can't afford? Who cares about that? Seriously. Wouldn't you rather be rich than look rich? Wouldn't you rather be happy than unhappy? The spiritual answers in the world, that's up to you. Deal with it yourself. Be kind to one another. Be thoughtful to one another. Be helpful to one another. People are hurting now more than ever. Okay? It's happening, guys. It is happening. It's not a made-up thing that people are strapped right now financially. They are not doing well right now. Okay? Be kind, but hey, let's cancel Christmas. Neiman Marcus, you jackasses. Okay? Again, I don't shop there, guys. Go in there every now and then. There's a Neiman Marcus at a mall I go through, and I use it as the thoroughfare to get to the mall. And I just look at the stuff and go, who is going to afford a $3,800 jacket? Whoa. You know what I mean? So Let me know what you think about this so far. Let's talk about our sponsor, Private Internet Access VPN. A VPN is a virtual private network. It makes it so that you are completely anonymous from your device, cell phone, computer, tablet, whatever, to any website that you go to. This is now more important than ever. You don't need anybody to see your keystrokes. You don't need to be hacked. You don't need to have the government know what you're doing. And this will even hide your search history so that people don't know where you've been or what you're, you know, searching for. Private Internet Access has given us an amazing deal where you get 83% off the regular price, 83%. Plus, it covers the entire house. So all your devices in your house, unlimited on one account, can be used on that one account. Again, cell phone, your personal computer, laptop, iPad, cell phone, everything. It's all covered. The advantage to this is that you don't have to worry about buying multiple accounts. Plus, it's so easy to use. There's no hardware to install. To give you an idea, all I do is press one button. Once it turns green, I am protected. I can surf the web with complete anonymity. I can change my location. If you're into sports, football, baseball's ending now, but if you're into that, you can change your location and watch games in different locations. Use the link below, get 83% off. It's pennies a day, guys. Private Internet Access, all my IT people use it. It was the iAllegedly product of the year for the last 2 years, and it is absolutely amazing. Check it out today, Private Internet Access. Use the link below and save 83%. Something cool I got to do a couple days ago, and that is go to a World Series game. My friend Christian called me and said, "Hey, you've done so much for me that I want to take you to the World Series." And I got to go to the Dodger game Friday night, and it was amazing. That was the game that Freddie Freeman in the bottom of the 10th inning hit the grand slam, and it was just electric. But I'm telling you, if you ever get a chance to go to a World Series, it was absolutely amazing. And I went to a Super Bowl game about 20 years ago, and that was very cool. But I got there like over 3 hours before the game started, and I did not get there early enough. So Super Bowl, you know, you get there hours and hours early. There's so much stuff going on. You know, World Series, they open the stadium at a certain point, and then you're allowed to walk around, and it was electric, and Dodger Stadium's a hellhole to get in and out of. But the game was fun, and it was great to see that home run live and in person. Satya Nadella, that is the CEO of Microsoft. Now, Microsoft has just recently laid off another 1,800 people, and they just gave him a $30 million a year pay raise. Isn't that terrible? Laying off all these people, and you've done such a stellar job. So this is the disconnect, guys, that I just have a problem with, in that people sit there and say, oh, you know, these people aren't, they get paid what they're worth, Dan. That's what CEOs are worth. Okay, remember that. Couple things, you know, I did my story about how you're going to jail with the PPP fraud, and these great stories were sent to me. The first one was the Del Mar Fairgrounds, Del Mar Racetrack, San Diego County Fair. These guys got, you know, pandemic money for a fairgrounds, $5.6 million. Now they have to give it back. Hello, give us the money back. That's where they're at right now. The next one is a woman out of Jacksonville. And this scoundrel and her friends, she faces up to 25 years in jail because what she did was steal people's identities, steal their social security numbers for people that were less fortunate. And then when the pandemic festival rolled around, she got herself a bunch of PPP loans. I'm telling you this, I've had people that say, I don't believe that they're gonna prosecute people. I think they're just gonna go after the real big guys. Nope. If you got 50 grand that you weren't supposed to get, protect yourself. Contact a lawyer now. Your friends did, everybody. So get yourself ready. But this woman, man, what she did was just horrific. Taking people's identity and then getting PPP loans for it. So it's terrible. You haven't seen anything yet, guys. These people are gonna pay for this. Mark my words. Here's one for you that's kind of wild. Elon Musk, his company Tesla, announced their earnings report on Thursday of this week. The company's net value went up $150 billion. The stock went up, 13%. Crazy. His net worth went up $30 billion. Isn't that wild to think about? $30 billion in one afternoon. Hello. Now, 99.99999% of us will never make $1 billion, but this guy made 30 of them in a day. So, craziness. His net worth now $270 billion. 270. Isn't that crazy? You can do a lot with that. San Francisco is a hellhole. San Francisco just had its credit downgraded as a city. Why there's one politician that still has a job there is beyond me. Now, what they wanted to do was blame this on the pandemic. This is the recovery since the pandemic. It's a fentanyl festival, it's a drug festival, it's a homeless festival, it's crime-ridden. It is terrible to be there. You have business closing left and right, but they blame it on the downgrade on the commercial real estate debacle and how people are leaving and you have buildings that are going to go back to the bank. After the election, you're going to see a tremendous amount of buildings be given back to the bank. I've talked to the banks that handle this and they're just keeping the dam shut. Everybody's holding it up just to make it look good, and then it's going to explode at that point. And once that happens, you're going to see all hell break loose. But read the story below because it's great, because how they have not faced a myriad of other downgrades. They just got the Moody's downgrade. Now they're going to get Standard & Poor's. Everybody else is going to rip on San Francisco. But what this does is it makes municipalities that have to borrow money for streetlights and for, to make payroll and things like this, it's going to make it more and more difficult for them to get money and cost them more money. And what are they going to do? Let's do this. Because they're not innovative and business people, they're just going to raise your taxes in San Francisco to oblivion and beyond. Okay? So, there's going to be more cities that are going to do this, and it's only going to get worse right now before it gets better. Let me know what you think. Has anybody been to San Francisco lately? Seriously. Who's done that? Who's risked their life and done that? Okay? Let me know. I'm going to finish this video with these last two stories. The first one is shipping. There is a shipping recession. The world isn't a recession. You don't have a recession at your house. It's not bad, Dan. The economy's great. But UPS talked to 80 of its largest shippers. 85% of those said that they anticipate that their sales are going to be down and their forecasts are going to be down. 85%. The other 15% said that they will be about the same. Now, think about this. Not one person, not some big stellar group. Oh, we're going to ship more this year. We're going to make so much money this holiday season. It's going to be insane. Nobody said that. No one said that. Final story, Harley Davidson. Harley Davidson thought that their revenue would be down about 5% because of their DEI problems. And what they did, they found out they were down 16%. Profit margin, down. They thought it would be down 6%, down almost 12%. So Harley Davidson, who can afford a $50,000 motorcycle right now? Okay, apparently not everybody. So Harley Davidson's having trouble. But remember, Christmas is canceled. You're going to see less things shipped. Grandma's going to ship you less things this year. There's going to be less money spent on Christmas and the holidays this year than in previous years. Mark my words on that. Please do not forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. You want to email me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. And I will see you guys very soon.